Boy, that fastball looked a lot faster after the changeup on the first pitch. So it's now nothing and two. Working is Robillard. She stares in. She's ready. Here's the rock and the pitch. Just getting a piece of it, staying alive is Elke. No balls and two strikes. Taking a step out of the right-handed box. And now back in. Here's the 0-2. And again, right off the end of the bat, a shake of the head from Jaden Elke. That ball right off the end of the bat, but it stays alive. Had nothing in two.
Come on, Jaden.
Again, looking in is Robillard. 0-2. Another fight off by Jaden Elke. Again, just getting a piece of it. Stepping back in. 0-2. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Backhanded by Robillard. Flips the first in time. 1-3 on the putout. Two up and two down for West in the fourth. I should say in the fifth. And up next will be Taylor Defner for the Warriors.
Now batting playing third base, number 13, Taylor Defner.
Taylor Defner had a double back in the second. She's 1-2. And the pitch down low for ball one. Right-handed batter settles in. Hands up high, waits. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball catches the top of the zone. Evens things up at 1-1. Wausau West with 11 hits in the game. 4 runs on 11 base hits as we play the fifth. 1-1. Foul tip at the plate, and the count goes to 1-2. Again, the winner moves on. The loser sees their season come to an end.
Come on,
1-2 pitch. Hangs a little bit up, evens things up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Robillard to the plate. Swing and a miss on a pitch down low, and that's strike 3. So the Warriors, for the first time today, do not get a base hit in an inning. They go down in order. End of 4.5. It remains Wausau West 4, Superior 1. This is Wausau West High School Playoff Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive. In Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
Bottom half of inning number 5, Wausau West 4, Superior 1. For the Spartans, it will be the top of the order. Ari Robillard, Paige Johnson, Melania Lustery against Warrior pitcher Caitlin Butler. There's a ground ball pass third into left field for a base hit. Rounding first, stopping right there is Robillard, but again, the top of the order is the strength of this Superior batting order. And Robillard is now 2-for-3.
Right fielder, number 25, Paige Johnson.
Next will be the number 2 hitter, right fielder Paige Johnson. She has walked and laid down a sacrifice bunt. Another square around, she'll bunt it, but it goes foul. So nothing and one. Well, bottom of the fifth. As you get deeper and deeper, you feel that stress get a little bit higher and higher as the Warriors try to get those final nine outs. Here's the pitch. Slapped past, trying to slap it past the third baseman was Johnson, but it goes foul. As charging hard from third was Taylor Defner for Wausau West. So the count goes to nothing and two. And we're going to get a switch up of the catcher's face mask and the headgear for Addie Heil. But now a good situation here for Caitlin Butler. No balls and two strikes. Left-handed batter waits. Here's the wind and the pitch. Off the outside corner, taken for ball one. Warriors scored one in the second, one in the third, two in the fourth. Superior scored one in the bottom of the fourth. 4-1, West with the lead. Butler winds and deals. Strike three called right on the outside corner for out number one. For Caitlin Butler, that is strikeout number three. And now comes a very dangerous hitter, Melania Lustery. As I said earlier, power and average. There's a high pop-up out of play for strike one. Melania Lustery on the season. Again, came in hitting .434, has hit six home runs and driven in 21. So power hitter from the right-handed batter's box. No balls and one strike. And the pitch. There's a well-hit ball deep in the left center field, and that ball is out of here. I said six home runs. Make that seven home runs for Melania Lustery, and it's now a one-run game. She will be greeted at home plate by her teammates. And now, nobody on base, one out. And Peeps Johnson, the catcher, will step in next. Now the entire Wausau West infield defense will gather around Caitlin Butler in the circle. So still, one-run lead for the Warriors. But again, as I said, that pressure starts to ratchet up even a little bit more. Right-handed batter, wide open stance. Here's Butler's pitch. There's a fly ball, well hit center field, way back, and that ball is out of here. Back-to-back home runs, and just like that, we are all even at 4-4. Right over the dead center field fence. 200 feet all around here at Superior, so it doesn't really matter. But now time will be called, and Coach Hughes is going to come out and have a visit, and we're going to get a new pitcher here for the Warriors. So coming out of the Wausau West dugout to take over in the circle will be Claire Schultz. So Claire Schultz will take over in this 4-4 game. One out, nobody on base for Superior in the bottom of the fifth inning. We will take a quick timeout and come right back. This is Wausau West High School Playoff Softball on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Four to four as we play the bottom of the fifth inning. Claire Schultz taking over in the circle for Wausau West. Hallie Visker will now step in for the Spartans. And that first pitch is in there for strike one called. Well, the good news now is the Warriors are past the really tough part of that lineup. Now I got to take advantage and hopefully get out of this inning still tied. Schultz 0-1. Drops down low. Short hop by Addie Heil. The count evens up at a ball and a strike. So back-to-back home runs has turned a 4-1 Warrior lead into a 4-4 tie. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 6 base hits now for the Spartans, 3 of which have come here in the fifth inning. Ball and 2 strikes. The right-hander clears. Schultz deals. Check swing. And the home plate umpire says, nope, did not go around. Base umpire agrees. And the count evens up at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Visker is 0-2 so far today. And the pitch bounces in there. And the count runs full, 3-2. Another look in by Claire Schultz. And the pitch. That's, again, in the artificial dirt. And that's ball four. And now the potential lead run on base for Superior. Up next will be the center fielder, Maddie Schilling.
Now batting center fielder, number 22, Maddie Schilling.
Schilling walked and scored a run her last time up in the fourth. She is 0-1 officially. Here's Schultz's pitch. Drops a little bit low and outside. Ball one. Pinching in tight at third base is Taylor Defner in case the left-handed batter tries to lay down a bunt. Here's the 1-0. That's right down the chute. In there for strike one called. One ball and one strike on Schilling. Number 6 batter in the Superior Spartan batting order. The right-hander has the sign, has the target. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball to the right-hand side. Scooped up by Peyton Kalmus. Nice play by Peyton. Went to the bag at second. Got the lead runner on the force. Going to her left, and the easy play would have been a little toss to first, but good, confident play made by Peyton Kalmus, and a perfect throw to clear Kalmus at the bag. So 4-6 on the put out for the second out. And that is a big play because instead of having a runner on second with 2 outs, there's a runner on first. And there's a looper, and that, again, shows why that was a big play. A looping liner into left field for a base hit. But now the lead run is in scoring position as Bonner gets that base hit, her second of the game. Up next will be Daisy Martinez, the number 8 hitter. And the second baseman for Superior. Pitch is down low. Good scoop behind the plate by Addie Heil. Saves a wild pitch. Ball one. First and second, 2 outs. Bottom of the fifth inning. 4-4 game. 1-1 pitch. Fouled off over the backstop and out of play. And that evens up the count at 1-1. Well, this is playoff action. This is why they play the games, to have the intensity, the pressure of these situations. 1-1. right down the chute for strike two called. So now, one pitch away, trying to get out of this inning is Claire Schultz. Addie Heil put down the fingers, set the target. Schultz is ready. Here's the rock and the pitch. Up and out of the strike zone. Getting out of the crouch, the snag it is Heil, and the count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on base. Claire Schultz is ready, and the pitch. Up and out of the zone, and that's ball three. Count runs full, three balls and two strikes on Daisy Martinez. Claire Schultz again, stares in. Here's the payoff. Up and out of the zone, and that's ball four. So now the bases are loaded with two outs for the number nine hitter, Tenley Lawton. So Tenley Lawton, who is 0 for 2, steps in. Schultz is ready. Here's the pitch. Up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Lawton grounded to first base in the second, popped up to the second baseman in the fourth. She is the ninth batter to come to the plate for Superior here in the bottom of the fifth. Ground ball up the middle. Oh! And there's the interference. Yep. Interference on the runner who ran right into Claire Kalmus, nearly knocked her to the artificial turf. So that will be the third out of the inning. It was going to be an easy play, taking a big hop for Claire, but that will do it in the frame. But three runs come across for Superior. Heading to the sixth, it's Wausau West 4, Superior 4. This is Warrior Playoff Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying. Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
And Addie Heil leading things off here for the Warriors in the top of the sixth inning of this 4-4 game. But Wausau West has two very hot hitters starting things off. You got Addie Heil, who is 2 for 2, and then the top of the order, Baylen Holstrom, who is 3 for 3. So 5 for 5 combined, these two hitters. Swing and a miss. And Addie Heil down in the count, nothing to two. Addie Heil had an RBI single in the second, and then singled and scored a run in the fourth. Here's the 0-2. Here's a little roller back to the pitcher. Grabbed by Robillard. Fires the first in time. 1-3 on the putout to start off the Warrior sixth. So now here comes Baylen Holstrom. Baylen. Bunt single in the first. Singled in the second. Had an RBI single in the fourth. 3 for 3. Robillard fires. Down low for ball one. Robillard has started to find her rhythm. She has retired 5 batters in a row after the Warriors had 11 hits up to that point. 1-0. There's a fastball, outer portion for a called strike one. One ball and one strike. Open stance from the right-handed batter's box. Here's Robillard's pitch. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Knocked down, picked up, and flipped the first. Back to back, 1-3 putouts in the Warriors. 2 up and 2 down in the sixth. Some light rain again starting to fall. And Kenna Gale will come to the plate. Here's the pitch. Looking to bunt, and she'll push it foul on the third base side. She had a bunt single back in the first inning. 4-4 game. Division 1, Sectional 1, Regional Semifinal. Up in the far northern part of Wisconsin here in Superior. Here's the 0-1. Just off the outside corner. And the count goes to 1-1. Left-handed batter waits. Robillard's pitch. There's a little flare over the third base dugout. Out of play. Count goes to 1-2.
You got it.
Should Kenna Gale reach base, Taylor Liebelt would hit next for Wausau West. 1-2. There's a little pop again down the left field side, out of play. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Winner of this one plays on Thursday against either number 3-seeded New Richmond or number 14-seeded Wausau East. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And the Warriors go down in order in the 6th. End of 5.5. It is Superior 4, Wausau West 4. This is Warrior Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
Top of the order again here for the Spartans in the bottom of the 6th. Ari Robillard will lead things off against Claire Schultz. First pitch bounces in there for ball one. So again, tough part of the order coming up here for Superior. 1, 2, and 3. 1-0. Schultz rocks and deals. There's a pop. Left field side out of play. That will even things up at 1-1. Ari Robillard, Paige Johnson, and Melania Lustery here for the Spartans. Schultz in the 1-1. There's a fly ball gapper in left center field. That's going to go all the way to the fence on a hop. Rounding first, heading into second with a leadoff double is Robillard. She is now 3 out of 4. So the potential lead run in scoring position now for Superior. And we'll get a meeting again in the circle here for the Warriors. The entire infield D have to be ready to, in case of a bunt, what's the maneuvering on the infield?
Right fielder number 25, Paige Johnson.
So now the right fielder, Paige Johnson, will step in. She has laid down a sacrifice bunt already. She'll square around. Pitch is taken outside for ball one. Johnson walked, laid down a sacrifice bunt, and has also struck out. Schultz, 1-0. Just misses. Tad up, maybe a little bit outside, and the count goes to 2-0. Melania Lustery, who had a home run her last time up, waits on deck. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. There's a bunt, and it will be, oh, hitter! I thought the ball may have gone off the batter if she got out of the box, but apparently not. Good play made behind the cage, behind the plate by Addie Heil. Fired to first in time. The sacrifice is completed. And now a runner on third and one out.
Playing third base, number 33, Melania Lustre.
Would not be surprised to see, well, at this point, they're going to pitch to her. I was going to say, maybe you walk her, but you don't give her anything too good, I think, as the first pitch up and away for ball one. Lustre singled in the first, flew out to right in the third, and then hit a two-run homer in the fifth. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Up and out of the zone for ball two. Boy, need a strikeout, a pop-up, an atom ball, something right here if you're Wausau West. Warriors have never trailed. 2-0. Ground ball right to the shortstop. Claire Calmus has one play. Will fire across in time. The run will score, and Superior takes a 5-4 lead. So an RBI ground ball for Lustre, 6-3 on the putout. So now Peeps Johnson will step in with two outs and nobody on base. The Warriors do have the meat of the order due up in the seventh, so I think that's part of the strategy right here. The Warriors did not have their infield in on that last play as the pitch was taken for strike one. Johnson hit a home run her last time up. 0-1. Up and out of the strike zone for ball one. One ball and one strike. Two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Superior with a 5-4 lead. 1-1. There's a looper diving it. Picked off the top of the ground. Throw across. Not in time. Claire Calmus made a little head-first dive to try and not take it right off the top of the artificial dirt. Could not hold on, but then quickly grabbed it from her knees, was able to throw across on target. And the first base umpire said safe. Coming out was Coach Hughes, asked the home plate umpire perhaps to make a judgment, but he said that the first base umpire was right on it, so not going to overrule him. So an infield single for Peeps Johnson, and now Hallie Visker will step in. Just missing, is trying to frame it again, is Addie Heil, just off the outside corner for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Misses up and away for ball two. Looking ahead to the seventh, it'll be Taylor Liebelt, Claire Calmus, and Jaden Calmus, the 3, 4, and 5 batters in the Wausau West order. 2-0 pitch. Misses up and away, and that's ball three. But before we get to that point, got to get out of this bottom of the sixth. That's in there at the knees for strike one called. 3-1 on Visker. Maddie Schilling in the on-deck circle for Superior. She would hit next. Here's the rock, 3-1. There's a pop-up first base side, and that will be out of play. And the count runs full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. One run in, runner on first. Bottom of the sixth inning, Superior 5, Wausau West 4. And the payoff. Lines it right past the third baseman in the left field for a base hit. The third, safe. Runner into second with a double as well. Right down the third base line from Visker. And now second and third with two outs for center fielder Maddie Schilling.
Center fielder number 22, Maddie Schilling.
Critical at bat right here. Wanted to stay at a one-run game for Wausau West heading to the seventh. Pitches up and in for ball one. Schilling has struck out, walked, and hit into a fielder's choice. Claire Schultz toes the rubber. She's ready. Here's the pitch. Way up high, goes to the backstop. Runner's going to come in and score. A wild pitch allows Johnson to come in from third, and it's now 6-4. Two Two balls and no strikes now on Schilling. Advancing to third on that wild pitch was Visker. Line drive into right center field. That's going to roll all the way to the fence. Another run will score. The second with a stand-up double is Visker, and it's now 7-4. So a big two-out RBI hit for Schilling. And now Jade Bonner, the first baseman, will come into the plate. And now time will be called. We'll get a visit to the mound. As walking slowly out will be Coach Jamie Hughes. It looks like let's wait and see. Claire Schultz still has the ball in her hands as the entire infield D, but now looks like we will have a pitching change as McKenna Gale will come out and take over in the circle for the Warriors. So Kenna Gale will come out, 3 runs in here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Yeah, Superior's taking a 7-4 lead. We'll take a quick timeout and be right back. This is Warrior Playoff Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
And Kenna Gale is the new pitcher for Wausau West. Runner on second, 2 outs. 3 runs in for Superior here in the 6th. As the Spartans have scored 7 unanswered runs to turn a 4-0 deficit into a 7-4 lead.
At the plate for the Spartans.
Jade Bonner will now come to the plate for Superior. Here's Gale's first pitch. Low and inside for a ball. Jade Bonner has walked, singled, and singled, so she's reached base all 3 times, 2-for-2. One oh. Misses inside, and that's ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes on the number 7 hitter in the Superior order, Bonner. 2-0. Just misses. Not sure where that one missed, but count goes to 3-0. Daisy Martinez on deck for Superior. 3-0. He's in there for a called strike 1. So Kenna Gale trying to battle her way back. 3 balls and 1 strike. Looks into her catcher, Heil, has the sign and the target. 3-1 pitch. There's a high fly ball, short center field. Under it is Liebelt, and she'll make the grab, and that will do it in the 6th. But Superior scores 3 runs. 3 runs on 4 base hits, 1 runner left on base. Warriors have to do some major hitting in the top of the 7th as they trail by a score of 7-4. This is Warrior Playoff Softball on 98.9 WX.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on Red Robin.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. Top half of inning number seven. Warriors coming to the plate needing three at least, trailing 7-4. Taylor Lee Belt will lead things off. First pitch is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Lee Belt, Claire Kalmus, and Jaden Kalmus, 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the Wausau West batting order. Ari Robillard, who has really picked it up late, fires in a fastball. Outside corner, Athanese for strike one called. Warriors roughed her up a bit early, but boy, last couple of innings, she has retired 7 batters in a row. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and that's strike two. Ball and two strikes on Liebelt. She is 1-for-2. Had a solo home run back in the third. Walked and scored in the fourth. 1-2. There's a fly ball deep left field. Way back, and that ball is out of here. Second home run of the game for Taylor Liebelt. And that makes it 7-5. Boy, again, that's what made those two out runs in the last half inning so vitally important for Superior. So now Claire Kalmus, who has a couple of base hits in this game, will step in. Claire Kalmus had a single in the third, an RBI double in the fourth. But now we need one more base runner to bring that potential tying run to the plate. Here is the pitch. Bounces in there for ball one. 7-5 Superior, top of the seventh inning. Division I regional semifinal. Here is the 1-0. Big cut by Claire Kalmus, but follows it off first base side. Evens things up at 1-1. Twelve base hits now for West, but that did snap a streak of 7 batters retired in a row from Ari Robillard. 1-1. Oh, and a hard shot right off the leg of Robillard, and she won't have a play. Boy, another hard shot right back through the box by Claire Kalmus. Robillard had it bounced off her, and she's going to try to walk this one off. But now the Warriors have the potential tying run coming to the plate with nobody out in the seventh. And now trying to flex that leg is Ari Robillard after taking a hard liner from the bat of Claire Kalmus. Claire now has 3 base hits, 3 hits in a row. And now Jaden Kalmus will be coming up next. She is 1-for-3. She had a single back in the third. Well, the Warriors looking for a rally now. They jumped out to the 4-0 lead, have seen Superior come back. And now it's Wausau West that will try to make the big comeback here in the seventh. Taking one practice throw is Robillard to make sure everything is okay. And now Jaden Kalmus will come to the plate. Robillard rocks, fires. Drop. Oh, they gave the low strike on that one. That pitch looked below the knees from this point of view, but nevertheless, nothing in one. Here's the 0-1. This one, almost the same spot, but this time called ball one. 1-1. Right-handed batter waits. Robillard. Deals. Fighting that one off. Falling it out of play is Kalmus. And now it's 1-2. 7-5. Superior with the lead. Top of the seventh inning. Warriors have a runner on first and nobody out. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. first out of the inning. Up next will be Peyton Kalmus for the Warriors. Senior second baseman will step in. Robillard. Rocks and deals. Drops down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Walking to the back of the circle is Robillard. She has gone all the way in the circle for Superior. 1-0 pitch. Bounces in there, goes to the backstop. Claire Kalmus will advance 60 feet to second base. But more importantly, it's 2-0. Again, base runners are what the Warriors need right now. Again, a walk to the back of the circle by Ari Robillard. She's ready. Here's the rock and the pitch. Here's a little roller, and that's off the foot of Peyton Kalmus, and it's now 2-1. Seven to five game. Warriors trail by 2 here in the top of the 7th. 2-1. Pulled foul down the third base side. Count evens up at 2-2. Warriors looking for a little 7th inning magic here tonight. Here's the pitch. There's a liner towards right center field. That's going to be a gapper. Deep into right center field. It's going to be extra bases. Rounding third. Coming in to score is Claire Kalmus. Into second with a stand-up double is Peyton Kalmus. And it's now 7-6. So the tying run in scoring position now for the Warriors on a ripped liner into the gap in right center field for Peyton Kalmus. And now Jaden Elke due up next, and we're going to get a visit to the circle. And I see if we're going to get a pitching change right now as the Warriors looking for the rally. One out, runner on.
What's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying. Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
And Chad Holmes back from Superior. Apologize. We had a little tech. Well, it's been a day of technical issues, but we saw ourselves a terrific high school playoff softball game here today. The Wausau West Warriors, number 11 seeded, were able to jump out to a 4-0 lead. Saw Superior rally with 3 runs in the fifth, 3 in the sixth to take a 7-4 lead. The Warriors tried to rally themselves, scoring twice in the top of the seventh, getting the tying run over into scoring position at second base, but in the end, the Warriors come up just short here today, falling 7-6 to Superior. A lot of terrific individual efforts here today. Taylor Liebelt had a couple of home runs in the game, 3 base hits, an RBI for Baylen Holstrom. Claire Kalmus had 3 base hits and an RBI as well. A couple of base hits from Addie Heil, including an RBI. So, again, a lot of good production here for the Warriors, but in the end, they just come up a little bit short by a score of 7-6. Well, Warriors finish up their campaign 6 wins and 18 losses, so just unfortunate to come so far and to come up just so close in this one here today. So, Superior advances to take on New Richmond in a regional final coming up on Thursday. We will have high school softball coming up here in mere moments. Tom Weaver will have the play-by-play of Marathon and Edgar. That game was heard live on the Sports 2 stream of 98.9 WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So we're going to have that coming up on a delay basis coming up in just a moment. But we will have doubleheader action in high school sports on Thursday, and then of course we'll have Wausau West playoff baseball starting next Tuesday as well. So keep an eye on our social media, my social media, the 98.9 WXCO social media as well, for updated schedules. But we will have a couple of playoff games coming up on Thursday, both a softball game and a baseball game for you on Thursday. But here today, it is Wausau West falling to Superior by a score of 7-6. Thanks to all of our sponsors, without whose help we could not bring you Wausau West High School playoff softball, and thanks to you for joining us. This has been Warrior Playoff Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West Sports has been brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Thanks for joining us for Wausau West Warrior High School Sports on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO. On 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Marathon Sports is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Part City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickner's of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's time now for Red Raider Sports on 98.9 WXCO.
And good afternoon from Marathon. Welcome to Red Raider Softball on 98.9 WXCO. I'm Tom Weaver with you this afternoon as the Red Raider softball team opens WIAA tournament play 14-8 through the regular season, 4-6 in the Marrowood South. They achieved the number 4 seed in this sectional, the Nisida sectional officially. Edgar comes in at 12-12 overall. They are the 5 seed. So these two Marrowood South rivals meeting here today. Winner of this game gets the winner of the number 1 seed Pacelli and the number 8 seed Nisida on Thursday. Nisida, the number 8 seed, beat the 9 seed Rio Fall River last Thursday in a first round game, 14-6. On the other side of the bracket, it is the 2-seed Assumption hosting the 7-seed Marcusson. They beat the 10-seed Montello 12-2. Winner of that game gets the winner of the 3-seed Auburndale and 6-seed Partyville game. Again, all those games today with the second-round games coming up on Thursday. These two teams in the regular season split their regular season games. A 2-0 win by Edgar at Edgar. Georgia Kennetter, 7 innings pitched, 6 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout. Alyssa Colonna, an RBI. Allison Pajaski for the Raiders went 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned, 2 of them earned, one, I should say 2 runs, 1 of them earned, walked 1 and struck out 7. Brindley Stenzel had 7 hits. Again, it was Alyssa Colano getting the win, I should say, the RBI to make the difference there in a 2-0 win. But then the Raiders, 2 days later, beat Edgar by a count of 10-2 here at Marathon. Pajaski, 7 innings pitched, 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk, struck out 4. Maven Schneider, 1-for-3 with a 3-run homer. Brindley Stenzel went 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs as well. And that is how those two teams went the regular season. Closing out the regular season, Marathon lost 6-0 to Medford. That snapped the 7-game winning streak. The Raiders come into the tournament here having won 8 of their last 11 games. Edgar closed out the regular season beating Columbus Catholic 16-6. The Wildcats banging out 17 hits. That combined with 7 Columbus errors. Isabella Kaiser, Gracie Yonker, 3 hits, 3 runs each. Lucy Kalaji, 6 runs on 5 hits, struck out 5, and walked 6, got the win on the mound. And that will be our matchup here this afternoon. Lucy Kalaji getting the start, and it's Allison Pajaski getting the start on the mound here for the Red Raiders. As I think some problems with the audio system here, so they're going to skip the anthem, and we're going to get right to this matchup here this afternoon a little bit early. We've dodged a few raindrops, some dark clouds moving around, but so far we are ready to go here. As you look at the Merriwood South standings, it was Auburndale at 9-1, Assumption 8-2, Stratford 6-4, Marathon was 4-6, Edgar 3-7, and Newman 0-10. Newman already won their game last Thursday against Rosholt 19-6. So Edgar here at Marathon, Partyville at Auburndale, Cadott at Stratford, Marcusson at Assumption, Newman at top seed Almon Bancroft. So that's how we go. Edgar's lineup here. Isabella Kaiser leads off as the shortstop. Brandy Halverson at center field. Alyssa Colano is the catcher. Georgia Canetter, the right fielder. Gracie Yonker, the designated player. Allison Colano. And Allison Pajaski heaves and fires. We are underway in there for strike one. Colano at third base. Riley Mueller in left field. Ella Baumgartner at first base. Emery Borchardt at second base will bat ninth. Quickly, Pajaski works again, kicks, fires, slap toward the second fielder, bobbled a bit, recovers, and able to make the throw, and what do we have? Got it. Oh, a little confusion there, almost pulled her off the bag a little bit. Caden Sapinski, a good job to recover there and make the throw over. So it is Isabella Kaiser, quickly retired here for the opening out, and that will bring up the center fielder, Brandy Halverson. All right, Halverson will step in. As now they'll come over and have a discussion here. And boy, the first base umpire here kind of gave the safe out kind of in the same motion and had to think about it a minute. And once he did, made the signal for the out. And I think it's Kevin Brown just asking for an explanation here. So he will get that. And we are set to go here with the number two hitter, Brandy Halverson. Here's the windup and the pitch by Pajaski, missing high for ball one. Temperature's nice, cloud cover here, and hoping to stay dry here. Here's the windup and the pitch, swung on and missed for strike one. That'll even the count at 1-1. Allison Pajaski, we have her numbers in Merriwood South matchups here. 9 games, she went 3-5, an ERA of 3.29. Here's a windup and fouled off into the screen, and very quickly Pajaski ahead 1-2. Let's see here. She gave up 37 runs, 23 of them earned, with 42 strikeouts for Allison Pajaski, the number one for the Raiders. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed for strike three, and quickly two up and two down for the Wildcats. And that will bring up the second baseman, Alyssa Colano. Colano, right-handed hitting, steps in. Pajaski looks in at Danica Stouse, ready to work, and kicks and fires. Swung on and missed for strike one. I believe your advice to Allison Pajaski. She works quickly anyway. You never know what the weather's going to bring here. Keep her going. All right, here's Pajaski. Kicks and fires. Swung on and missed for strike two. Beautiful pitch that time by Pajaski. Raiders and Wildcats meeting for the third time on the year. Here's the pitch, swung on and missed, strike three, Allison Pajaski. Pair of strikeouts to end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Wildcats after one half inning. Edgar nothing, Marathon coming up here on 98.9.
County Materials proudly recognizes Military Appreciation Month. To those who have served our country, we thank you for your courage and sacrifice. Since 1946, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. We're growing and looking for career-driven people to join our team. Veterans and service members contribute many skills that are valued in manufacturing and are encouraged to apply. Find a career that suits you at work at County.
Parts City. Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship.